Tom Springer has written books for the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, where he is a senior editor, and freelance articles on nature and travel for newspapers and magazines. He says his book, Looking for Hickories, is a celebration of nature in Southwest Michigan, a natural world that he says tends to be overlooked and undervalued precisely because it is close at hand. His book's message, enjoy the nature that surrounds us.
Make time in your life to have that awareness. You know, to go out in your backyard, to go to a park, to find a place where there's a favorite tree, a favorite landscape, you know, a place where you can walk and be quiet. And just sit down and be still for a moment and sort of let your senses do the work that they've been, you know, trained to do and have been programmed to do for the last 2 million years, and you'll start to, you know, see the natural world around you in a different way.
Looking for Hickories is illustrated by Kalamazoo artist Ladislav Hanka. Drawings of gnarled trees and pine cones and dog ticks and guinea hens are interspersed among the essays. The artist says he agrees that you don't have to wait for a vacation or exotic trip to get in touch with nature.
It's not just waiting until the end of the year when you can spend your vacation time and money and go visit South America or do something really cool and come back with lots of pictures. It's that all through the course of the year, there are things that will not be put off. There are the June berries on the bushes, and they're ripe for a little while, and then they're gone. There's a joy and an enrichment in your life that seems to happen even in ways that don't happen to you if you defer that.
In the essay titled Trees Can Lead You Home, Springer recalls the spring he first sprouted a half dozen hickory nuts on a sunny windowsill for later transplant in his yard. His microforestry hobby began as an inexpensive way to landscape his property. But one day on an outing to forage for other tree seeds, he attracted some unexpected attention.
On a Sunday afternoon, I went to gather acorns from an ancient bur oak along US 31, a busy four-lane highway in southwest Michigan. This magnificent tree has a craggy crown that evokes the gnarled wisdom and splendor of an Old Testament prophet. Given its size, the tree must have borne witness to Indian hunting parties, pioneer wagons, and the boundless flocks of passenger pigeons that once darkened the midwestern sky. I was so happily absorbed by these thoughts that I never saw the bright blue sedan pull up. "Excuse me, sir, can I ask what you're doing?" the state trooper asked. "Well, I'm gathering acorns," I said. "I'm going to plant them and grow my own trees." He looked at me with a mixture of amusement and pity. Somewhat flustered, I rambled on about the beautiful bur oak and how savings to acorns would allow me to propagate its progeny. "You know," he said, looking past my shoulder as cars and trucks zipped by, "I drive by that tree every day, but I guess I'm just too busy to notice that kind of thing." He told me to be careful around traffic, which probably seemed like a necessary precaution when you're dealing with a middle-aged man who gets excited about acorns.
The book Looking for Hickories, The Forgotten Wildness of the Rural Midwest, written by Tom Springer, with illustrations by Ladislav Hanka, is published by the University of Michigan Press and can be found at area bookstores. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.